after our baptism, and all of us that has been baptized will know that the moment you come out of that waters of baptism, you are a new creature. And so let's turn to hymn number 351, and I would like, that's a long script, I would like to read Romans chapter 1 from verse 4 to 10. Therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. Buried with Christ, my blessed Redeemer, dead to the old life of folly and sin. Satan may call, the world may intrigue me, there is no voice that answers within. Dead to the world, to voices that call me, living. Things are new and I am rejoicing in his great love, his power to save. Dead to the world, to voices that call me, living anew, obedient but free. Dead to the joy that wandered and thrall me, yet does not I cry. Dead to the world, to voices that call me, living anew, obedient but free. Dead to the joy that wandered and thralled me, yet does not I, Christ liveth in me. Now, of course, as a new Christian and an old Christian, there's one certainty that we know, that we have been told, and that is we have to spread the tidings around. And let's turn to hymn number 267. And while you turn there, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 18, 28 verses 18 to 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age.
Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever human heart and human woes abound. Hello. to heaven and soul a full deliverance bring, and through the vacant cell the song of triumph ring. Our Lord is King of Kings. His name the sweetest heard, His world redemption bring. All spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Lord is King of Kings. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall the stand of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless race divine that high in earth decline should in his image shine in him the His name the sweetest heard, His world redemption bring. Spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Lord is King of Kings.
Okay, and on the same note, we also have to proclaim that, or proclaim the power of Jesus' name, and we have to crown him Lord of all. So please turn to hymn number 106, and I'm going to read Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. The 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast the crown before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created."
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Oh.
And then we have to sing at the top of our voices, from our hearts, minds and soul. And we have to tell everybody about the wonderful story of love. Hymn number 101. 101. And I'm going to read Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it, shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love. Wonderful story of love. Jesus provides the rest. Wonderful story of love for all. Mansions above us, with those who've gone on before us, singing the rapturous chorus. Wonderful story of love. Wonderful, 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 wonderful story.
Right, then I'm going to skip a couple of songs right to the end. And we know that if we do everything that we are supposed to do, if we live according to God's word, if we listen to what James chapter 1 and 22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says. Then we too one day will be able to go to that beautiful place to meet with God, sit with Him, and be joyous. And that place can only be described in one word, my one word, and that is beautiful. So let's go to hymn number 545, 545, and I would like to read Revelation chapter 22. Where is it? Okay, I'm not going to read it. Okay, Revelation 22 verses 12 and to 14. And behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into that city. I would like us all please to stand to sing the closing hymn, and then remain standing. And I would like Audrey, if you don't mind, to close us in a prayer.
Beautiful robes, oh white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home, so bright, when it shall come. Gather us there, beautiful robe, beautiful.
Not no clothes,